Well, Coach, you get a couple of dual wins last night against Liberal. Score really was a lot closer than what the outcome was, just some opens and whatnot, but take care of Holcomb as well. Kind of going through your first duel with Liberal, had some opens early on and gave up some points there, but boy, the middle weights really took care of business there for you guys once again.
Yeah, I don't know. We could have moved some kids around, but you know, we was already doing the job to make weight on a Tuesday, and you don't take that away from a kid by moving him up anyway after they already get there. So we didn't do that. But like you said, our middleweights came out pretty strong. We ended a lot of those with falls, and they were wrestling pretty aggressive all the way through. But with our injury bunch and young, inexperienced up in the top side, we too gave up some falls, and of course opens are even harder to catch up with. But you know, Tuesday night, it's a different mode. You gotta get your mindset earlier in the week. You don't really have the practice time to focus just on your opponents and what they do the best. We've seen some Liberal opponents throughout the year at different tournaments, but they was a whole different set of Liberal kids. I don't know if we've seen the best ones yet or not.
Yeah, it's hard to tell, when I think you'll probably see them here in a month at the Scott City Classic there. But it was good to see some of your kids bounce back after some tough tournaments, some tough matches, especially for some of your wrestlers that are state ranked.
Sure, and there we had a few owies. We're kind of waiting for the Christmas to heal up an ankle and a shoulder and an elbow and a hand and things. But they fought right on through that and bounced right in there, gave good effort out, ended up with falls. They're aggressive bunch. I think they'll be all right. You could learn a lot of things from a loss, let alone a win.
You turned around. The last duel was Holcomb. Take care of business against Holcomb, and you'll see them a few more times this year up at Norton. I think that's an opportunity to get some seeds over the top of them with some of your big wrestlers against some of their big wrestlers, and then also at the duel tournament. But you had, of course, one that maybe was possibly probably coming in, maybe going to be a good one, and 170 with Wyatt Hayes and Tanner Johnson, and Hayes did a good job of taking care of business early on.
Yeah, their two big highlighters are their 82 and 70 pound class. We've had to go with them for a year or so. We haven't got the better of the Rodriguez boy, but he's always moved up and done pretty well against us. On the same hand, we have taken care of business down on the 170 pound class, the Johnson boy, and you know, we took him down twice easy. We reversed him. We owned him on the mat. We couldn't get him turned. I will tell you, he's tough enough that we didn't get back points out of him. But, yeah, we scored a major decision there. It made me feel pretty good to end that one up. And my other younger kids, we moved a JV-er up off of 220 to wrestle their heavyweight and came away with a fall. And we just did really well against them. I guess maybe we're not a good matchup for them. They hate to run across us too many times. We look good. We'll make it into this break. We'll see if we can't survive the 2 weeks. Try to get in a little better shape and get ready for the push down the last half of the season.
Yeah, 3 weekends in, 3 tournaments. And then the double duel here. Are you pretty happy where you guys are at this point?
Well, I keep having flashbacks from last year where we lost one of our pre-Christmas tournaments, and we also lost didn't have a double duel, and we couldn't make one of those up because we had some skin infection and things, and we ended up with 5 to 6 matches before the Christmas break. And this year, we're all averaging somewhere around 13, and which is just about doubled all the way across the board. And, you know, I didn't expect maybe a foot injury on my 195-pounder in the Sherwood kid. We're still hoping that he'll be able to come out of that, but we don't know yet. And everybody's working pretty hard at it. Confidence is high. We got a good B-team squad backing everything up, getting challenges each week. It looks like a good year.